kite flying, trips to the volcano, and cross buns are just a few of the traditions taking place at Easter time. Dan Richards, a member of the Rose Hall Cultural Group, shared what it was like making kites for the season as a child.
Let me reminisce a bit on kite flying. We then used to put up strings. When there's a sack of sugar, a sack of flour open, we used to collect the strings over a period of time so that we could have enough string to fly the kite. The kites were basically made of coconut bone, that vein in the coconut leaf, using plastic. And then we used to have old clothing cut up. Well, and we never used to say old clothing, we used to say old cloth. Cut them up in pieces of about an inch to inch and a half thick and join it up. And then we good to go. Because as you know, Rose Hall is the highest inhabited village in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And therefore, we always have, I would want to see a gentle breeze. And that was one of our pastimes.
Richard said hiking the La Soufre volcano was also something to look forward to at Easter.
At Easter, then, one of the traditions, and I think it holds for North Leeward, is that we used to visit the volcano. That was a must. You had to go to the volcano. I remember taking I don't know if you remember the old juicy bottle, the breakable one. You walk to separate your juicy bottle, and when you reach on the volcano, you had to drink your juicy up there. You know, that red juicy was a favorite. That tradition has continued somewhat. A few of the youth still go to the volcano at Easter. I remember in 1979, we were preparing for the volcano when it blew on Good Friday. We're preparing to go up there, but it's a tradition that we relished, and for me, it's just memories right now, and I'm not going back.
And Richards also spoke about the cross buns and how it was done in the past for Easter.
Cross buns. In Rose Hall, there was a thing about cross buns, in that cross buns were best done in a wood padded oven. That is, the ovens were made and they were insulated material that would keep the heat in. And you had to have coconut shell in order to do the cross bun. There were some ovens made of wood. Yeah, ovens made of wood and padded on the inside. But these ovens, the coconut shell gave the cross buns a special flavor, you know. And you look at them and they were golden brown and shining with that sugar coating. But the cross buns then was a must.
That was Dan Richards, a member of the Rose Hall Cultural Group, reminiscing on some of the local traditions at Easter. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.